For this week's podcast, I'm talking to Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
And Anthony, I'm talking to you because you've spent here in Spain almost 9 months as part of an exchange program, but you're from Australia. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'm from Perth in the southwest of Australia.
How big is it?
Well, Perth is a large city of almost 2 million people.
Tell us something else about Perth.
It's the cultural capital of Western Australia. The largest state in the country. There are over 300 neighbourhoods in Perth and hundreds of kilometres of beaches. Perth is also Australia's sunniest city.
Which is the closest city to Perth?
Well, the closest city to Perth is Adelaide, which is a 2 hour and 30 minute flight from Perth. Other large cities, such as Sydney and Melbourne, are around a 5 hour flight from Perth. In fact, Perth is the second most isolated city in the world, so much so that it is actually quicker to fly to Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, than to Canberra, the capital of Australia, from Perth.
Snakes, spiders, is it true that Australia is full of dangerous animals?
The answer is yes. Sharks are common in the ocean, snakes are an ever-present problem. Some species of jellyfish can be deadly too. There are even poisonous frogs and spiders. I've been bitten many times by the redback spider. A spider so dangerous, it can kill both young children and old people.
Really scary.
Not for us. We're used to it. For example, in my garden, there are often many dangerous snakes. Although I've not been attacked by them, I've seen them many times.
Another thing. Australia is a young, diverse and vibrant country. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's true that many Australians were originally born overseas. Australia is rich in many different cultures, all of which live peacefully side by side. Your ethnicity doesn't determine how Australian you are. It's your attitude and spirit that makes you an Aussie.
So, what are the most popular sports in Australia?
Well, that's a rather interesting question, but really depends on where you're from. In my state, the most popular sport is Australian football, which is a mix between rugby and American football. However, in the east coast of Australia, the most popular sport is rugby, and in the south of Australia, it's soccer. Thus, there is a wide variety of sports that are popular in Australia.
Which is your favourite sport to play?
Like many Australians, I play a lot of different sports. My main sports are sailing and Australian football. My favourite one is football, but the one I train more for is sailing.
What are the things that you miss the most about Australia?
Surely one of the things I miss about Australia is the sea. It's where we go to hang out with mates, to surf and celebrate. So I miss it a lot. Of course, I also miss my mates. In Australia, friendship is often more important than family. So these are definitely the two things I miss the most about home.
So finally, I have to ask, after 9 months of living in Spain, could you tell me what you enjoy the most about it?
I love and enjoy many things about Spain, from classic Spanish dishes such as tortilla to learning about your culture. However, the thing that I enjoy the most about Spain has to do with the kind and friendly people who've worked so hard to welcome me. I'll be really sad to leave Spain, but I'm sure I'll be returning in the future.
For this week's podcast, I'm talking to Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
And Anthony, I'm talking to you because you've spent here in Spain almost 9 months as part of an exchange program, but you're from Australia. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'm from Perth in the southwest of Australia.
How big is it?
Well, Perth is a large city of almost 2 million people.
Tell us something else about Perth.
It's the cultural capital of Western Australia. The largest state in the country. There are over 300 neighbourhoods in Perth and hundreds of kilometres of beaches. Perth is also Australia's sunniest city.
Which is the closest city to Perth?
Well, the closest city to Perth is Adelaide, which is a 2-hour and 30-minute flight from Perth. Other large cities, such as Sydney and Melbourne, are around a 5-hour flight from Perth. In fact, Perth is the second most isolated city in the world, so much so that it is actually quicker to fly to Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, than to Canberra, the capital of Australia, from Perth.
Snakes, spiders, is it true that Australia is full of dangerous animals?
The answer is yes. Sharks are common in the ocean, snakes are an ever-present problem. Some species of jellyfish can be deadly too. There are even poisonous frogs and spiders. I've been bitten many times by the redback spider. A spider so dangerous, it can kill both young children and old people.
Really scary.
Not for us. We're used to it. For example, in my garden, there are often many dangerous snakes. Although I've not been attacked by them, I've seen them many times.
Another thing, Australia is a young, diverse and vibrant country. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's true that many Australians were originally born overseas. Australia is rich in many different cultures, all of which live peacefully side by side. Your ethnicity doesn't determine how Australian you are. It's your attitude and spirit that makes you an Aussie.
So, what are the most popular sports in Australia?
Well, that's a rather interesting question, but really depends on where you're from. In my state, the most popular sport is Australian football, which is a mix between rugby and American football. However, in the east coast of Australia, the most popular sport is rugby, and in the south of Australia, it's soccer. Thus, there is a wide variety of sports that are popular in Australia.
Which is your favourite sport to play?
Like many Australians, I play a lot of different sports. My main sports are sailing and Australian football. My favourite one is football, but the one I train more for is sailing.
What are the things that you miss the most about Australia?
Surely one of the things I miss about Australia is the sea. It's where we go to hang out with mates, to surf and celebrate. So I miss it a lot. Of course, I also miss my mates. In Australia, friendship is often more important than family, so these are definitely the two things I miss the most about home.
So finally, I have to ask, after 9 months of living in Spain, could you tell me what you enjoy the most about it?
I love and enjoy many things about Spain, from classic Spanish dishes such as tortilla, to learning about your culture. However, the thing that I enjoy the most about Spain has to do with the kind and friendly people who've worked so hard to welcome me. I'll be really sad to leave Spain, but I'm sure I'll be returning in the future.